people, settle down.
Because it's time.
Time for what?
Showtime.
When does it start?
Right now. 3, 2, 1.
Let's get on with the show.
Let's do it.
All right, everybody, it's 7 minutes after the hour here on NBC 1260 and 96.1 FM. It's the Daily Blender. I'm your good friend, your radio pal, Jeffrey O'Brien. Pam is not with us for a while. She's taking care of some things, but right now filling in for her is, do I get to say your last name?
If you'd like to, yes.
Okay, move that a little bit closer to you so it makes it easier for you.
Okay.
That is Melissa Zartman, the coolest last name on a chick I think I've ever heard.
Thank you.
I just wanted to call her up and go, na-na-na-na-na-na-na, Zartman.
It's Namtraz backwards.
Actually. Namtraz. Well, which one would be better?
Whichever one you prefer today is fine.
Namtraz Zartman.
As long as you call me.
Sounds like an Indian superhero. I don't know what you're doing. Mind with you. I like to have my cape dry cleaned. Nazman. Anyway, Morris is in there pushing the buttons, taking your calls at 480-423-1260. Morris, let me just start out by saying, leave her alone.
Leave her completely alone?
Just don't touch. Don't touch her. Don't try not to look at her for too long. Don't make her uncomfortable. She's filling in, and we may need her another day.
Well, I mean, but if she's going to do a good job filling in for Pam, then she's got to be able to take one of my barrages.
No, really, no.
I could take it.
You really shouldn't. No, you don't. You don't. Trust
no?
me on this.
Don't encourage me.
He's a degenerate pervert. and
well, that's the normal thing, right? I mean,
I think for guys it is, yeah.
Yeah, well, he's you know, if they grade on a bell curve.
A bell curve, okay.
He's setting the standard for degenerates.
Well, I'm happy to know you. Thank you for raising the bell curve today.
Whatever you do, don't go in that room.
Okay, I'll stay out.
He thinks it's like a Venus flytrap. He thinks anything that goes in that room, he can touch and make moist, and it's not right. So
I'll remember that.
You stay in there. She doesn't go in there.
That almost sounds like an on-air challenge. I got to send something in here and see if I can make noise.
Well, here's what it is. It's a warning. I'm warning you, and I'm warning you. Just saying. If you go in that room, I'm not responsible. If you come out of that room, that won't be good.
Okay.
So everybody behave. That's all I'm asking.
I've got my kid gloves on.
Don't give him your phone number.
Okay.
Because he'll be texting you all sorts of filthy things.
Oh, my gosh. I'll just add it to my list.
I've changed my number 3 times. I don't know how he keeps getting it.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. He doesn't care.
He's persistent.
It doesn't even require persistency. I mean, once you've learned over the years how to easily obtain someone's phone number, address, and personal information, you can do it readily.
It's pretty much readily available on the internet if you know a last name. Thank you for announcing mine on air.
Well, I asked you if I could.
It's okay. I just gave you a fake name.
Oh, sweet. Well, I thought you used that name professionally.
Well, that's a secret.
Tell everybody a little bit about yourself, and then we'll start the show.
Okay. Well, what would you like to know? You can just ask me, you know.
Well, what do you do? Tell us about yourself a little bit.
Okay, I'll tell you what I do. I'm the marketing and sales director for Arizona Spa Girls, and it's a great, fun job that I love. I enjoy going to all the events and meeting wonderful people. I'm always kind of out and about, and I really enjoy it. I come from Ohio, not a crazy, crazy Buckeye fan, but I do have a little bit of that in my blood.
That's where Morris is from.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Yay.
What part?
Columbus, Ohio. Actually, okay. Lexington.
That's the flower of Ohio.
What does that mean?
Columbus is a beautiful, beautiful town.
It is. Thank you for saying that.
I actually pulled it off with that fake smile, didn't I?
I'm not sure if that was fake or not, but I think it's a beautiful town. No, really, from Lexington, Ohio, which is a very, very small town, the village of, actually, and Mid-Ohio Race Car Course. So that's the smallest town. Grew up. Can you hear me? Am I close enough?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. And yeah, that's what I do. I lived in Arizona for about 6 years, and I love it here, except for the last couple months. And, that's
so,
it.
So wait. How long have you been here again? You said
6 years.
6 years. Well, you know about the summer, right? Here's what I think.
Oh, no. I have memory loss, I think, every year.
Everybody does. I do as well. You go through the summer going, holy crap, I'm going to move. I've got pamphlets on where to go, and I'm out of here. And then the nice weather hits. You're like,
I know.
That's nice. And then you forget on purpose because you don't want to think about what's coming up.
No.
So you shut that. I think everybody shuts it out of their minds.
I totally agree with you. I shut snow out of my mind for however long I lived in, Ohio. So it's very highly possible that's what we do.
I love snow.
I love skiing in snow.
Snow's fun.
Snow's pretty fun.
Snow's awesome. All right, well, let's do this. We got a lot of stuff to do here on the show in a little bit. We've got Ask Dr. Jeffrey. We have your dumbass of the day on the way, some entertainment news as well. Right now, let's take a look at your headlines. Yes, economists say our national debt rises $3 million every minute. So while Morris was having sex last night, our national debt rose by what, $1.5 million? Yeah, wow, that's amazing.
I didn't have to pay for any of it.
Well, that's a bonus.
I didn't say you did.
Oh.
So an Outback Steakhouse in Ohio, of all places, accidentally served alcohol to a four-year-old.
Come on.
Witnesses say they immediately knew the girl was drunk when she seemed to be enjoying her food at Outback. So that would be a dead nice giveaway. A Florida man who was released after being wrongfully imprisoned for 36 years got married over the weekend. I guess he just couldn't handle having freedom after all.
He wanted to be back in jail?
Yeah, after having a wife for 2 days, he starts begging, I want to go back to prison. The food's better.
I need the ball and chain.
So self-described spam king Sanford Wallace surrendered to the FBI for breaking into Facebook accounts and sending out 27 million spam emails. Yeah, note to hackers, if you want to avoid prosecution for spamming, how about not calling yourself the spam king? I mean,
it's a little obvious.
You're the first person they're going to look at. So Merriam-Webster Dictionary added the words tweet, bromance, and fist pump to its latest dictionary.
Come on.
To make room, they eliminated words no one uses anymore, like dictionary.
Or definition.
Or intelligence, yeah. Donovan McNabb made his first start as quarterback for Minnesota yesterday. When asked how he felt about McNabb taking over for him, Brett Favre responded the same way he always does, by tweeting a photo of his junk. Just sent it right over.
Oh, thanks. That's really gross.
No big deal. So threatening messages have been posted at a White House Facebook page. The threats include undercutting the crop prices at the White House's Farm Bill page and tagging the White House in unflattering photos.
Are you talking about the game on Facebook?
Yes.
I hate Facebook games.
Yeah. Have you ever played any?
Just one, but it's an intelligent game on Facebook.
Okay, what game is that?
What do you think? Guess. I'll give you one guess.
Vampire Wars? I don't know. I don't play them.
No. Come I always on, get requests I'm talking intelligence here. Words with friends or enemies, depending on how you look
you
at it.
Just play that on your phone. Forget Facebook.
Well, those people on you can find people on Facebook to play with you. That's my point.
So you're Scrabble
clear.
Stalking is what
I
you're doing.
I am Scrabble stalking.
Mm-hmm. I played Farmville for a while, and then I got kind of bored. I was just in between jobs, so I had plenty of like spare time. And I had an amazing farm, and finally I was just like, you know what? This is just a complete waste of time. And I did something that nobody else has done on Farmville. I mowed over all my crops, and I actually, they could sell houses and then put roads, and I built a subdivision. I just used all my farmland for a subdivision.
That's innovative. So it sounds like Arizona.
I had no more money left, but still I had a bunch of houses. So everybody come to my, hey, Jeffrey's Farmville. What the hell? Mm-hmm. I had like a whole city there.
Welcome to the suburbs. I think I'd play that game.
It's like Gilbert. So, Contagion was the number one movie at the box office over the weekend. Gave the audience just what they wanted. Great acting, good script, and most of all, Gwyneth Paltrow dying a horrible and gruesome death.
Yes!
In like the first 10 minutes, I heard.
Oh, is it?
Oh, I didn't see it.
It's like Scream. Once the Drew Barrymore died, there was no more reason to watch.
Yeah.
So, Chris Brown got 95 parking tickets dismissed. Reportedly after he threatened to punch the tickets in the face. I think that's what it was. How do you get away with 95 parking tickets? And he had 100 and some odd more.
He had like different cars and he just, you know, kept putting, who knows?
95. Can't this be the Al Capone thing where we put him in jail forever? Just like we want him to go to jail for punching Rihanna in the face, but let's just send him to jail for parking tickets? A little sleazebag.
Or at least suspend his license. Think about all the points. You only get so many points a year and they're supposed to take your license away.
Sleazy bag. Yeah. Speaking of that, George Clooney says President Obama is smarter than anyone he knows. His proof? Obama didn't pay to see Leatherheads. That's how you know.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that was a great movie.
You
I
saw Leatherheads, really?
Yeah, George Clooney and what's the other the girl?
John Krasinski or what's his name?
No, he was on The Office.
Yeah, that's John Krasinski.
Oh, yeah, I don't know his real name.
The other girl.
Yeah.
Oprah Winfrey says her parents only had sex one time. And then Stedman was like, oh, so that's where she got the idea. All right. He's still waiting for his first. Oprah says she listens to Jay-Z on Tuesdays and Paul Simon on Sundays. I guess the rest of the day she's just busy answering our prayers. Thank
God
you, Oprah.
Bless Oprah.
Thank you, Oprah. Miley Cyrus says she's not a good girl gone bad. I think that's what she said. Kind of hard to hear with her lips wrapped around that bong. And finally, Amy Winehouse's father thinks that her death was a result of detox, while the rest of us think it was a result of the drugs.
Yes, I would agree with that.
All right,
detox.
We don't, huh? Detox.
Intox.
Intox. She said it was because she was trying to stop drinking alcohol that killed her.
Yeah, she had like withdrawal apparently or something.
Couldn't be that you had like just completely delusional people around you, Amy Winehouse. All right, we are going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have an episode of Ask Dr. Jeffrey, and then we'll have some entertainment news and other assorted things. Come on back, people. It's the Daily Blender.
NBC 1260.
We asked a DIYer to tell the difference between a beaker of new Valvoline motor oil and one with Valvoline Next Gen with recycled oil.
They look the same.
Both exceed industry specs.
Still can't tell.
Okay, one's better for the environment.
Not helpful.
Next Gen oil is better than new oil. Used oil actually starts off better than crude and goes through the same refining process. Then, it's improved with our special additives for the same Valvoline protection. And because it uses less resources, it's better than new oil. Valvoline Next Gen. With 50% recycled oil, it's better than new oil.
An American soldier.
These wounded warriors fought for us. It's time we fight for them. Wings for Warriors is a 501c3 nonprofit organization designed to help our combat wounded war veterans secure the health care, financial, and legal benefits they deserve. Help Wings for Warriors provide financial assistance for family members traveling to wounded loved ones at military and hospital facilities. Visit wingsforwarriors.org or call 480-779-WING.
I'm in a state of inundation. From an endless iteration of discounts that State Farm gives to me. Good driver and good student, multi-car and all the rest make up a veritable litany.
They got a list of discounts longer than my arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
Give us a call and be a part of the show.
How many of you people have got the brass to try something like that?
480-423-1260.
We asked a DIYer to tell the difference between a beaker of new Valvoline motor oil and one with Valvoline Next Gen with recycled oil.
They look the same.
Both exceed industry specs.
Still can't tell.
Okay, one's better for the environment.
Not helpful.
Next Gen oil is better than new oil. Used oil actually starts off better than crude and goes through the same refining process. Then, it's improved with our special additives for the same Valvoline protection. And because it uses less resources, it's better than new oil. Valvoline Next Gen. With 50% recycled oil, it's better than new oil.
This is Tom Gresham, and I invite you to join me as I share useful advice on buying and maintaining firearms on Gun Talk.
Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 a.m. only on NBC 1260.
Weight loss fads come and go and never seem to work. Until now. A workout that is guaranteed to get rid of that dead weight. If you have an ex, then you want the new workout from P90X. Introducing Divorce. Fellas, Divorce will get you into the shape you should have been when you were married, you know, before you completely gave up. And ladies, now that love is gone, get rid of that love chub too with Divorce. Guys, you've already lost the house and kids. And ladies, you've lost all self-respect after losing your man to a much younger, much hotter woman. So before you lose all hope, lose inches, lose pounds with Divorce from P90X. You kicked them to the curb. Now kick your own fat ass to the curb with Divorce, America's favorite weight loss program.
Jeffrey O'Brien.
He chews with his mouth open.
That's disgusting.
He blows his nose on the towels and puts them back in the middle.
I only did that a couple of times.
Oh, that's not right.
You're on camera.
Yeah, we are on camera. In fact, you're on microphone.
Hello.
Yeah, every time you hear the music, that's when we know we're coming back.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Melissa is filling in for Pam, who's taking some time off. All right, listen, everybody, this is the Daily Blender live from the Best Buy Studios, and this is time to do something important. Well, first, you were talking about the being on camera. See that little camera there with the blue lights? That's
yes.
An HD webcam. And
oh,
that is broadcast on NBC1260.com.
Really?
Yes. They can't hear us during the break, so all that filthy stuff you said in between, that nobody heard. Don't worry.
Okay, well, that's good. Thanks for the heads up.
She's got a mouth on her.
I know. Trucker.
Really? Yeah, I had to leave the room several times.
I like that.
Yeah. So NBC1260.com, click on the Watch It Live, or you can listen live. People listen on their Droid phones or their iPhones or whatever the hell those things are, where you just go to TuneIn Radio and they you can listen to the stream there.
Very There's cool.
So many different ways. Oh, yeah, by the way, we're on the radio, too, at 1260 AM and 96.1 FM. It's the Daily Blender. All right, enough of that. What do you say we do this? Time now. Well, we used to have a relationship expert on the show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And we don't have her on anymore.
Oh, why?
So I've taken over.
Oh, okay.
And I've decided you don't need a real education to do this. Because look at Dr. Laura. Look at Dr. Phil. They're not real doctors.
No, I know. They just play one on TV.
And badly. So I've decided, why not me? So now it's time for Ask Dr. Jeffrey.
Okay, Dr. Jeffrey.
We're going to do relationship questions. You can call us at 480-423-1260 if you want, but I've got some emails to answer. Before we go, do you have any relationship questions? Because I'm good. I mean,
no,
I really am.
No, he actually is pretty good.
Really?
Yeah, you'd be surprised.
Don't be that surprised. So, any questions?
One. Not right now, but I'll think of one, a good one for you.
Even questions for other people who are having issues and troubles?
Let me toss it around for a second.
All right, well, watch me shine in this role. Watch me.
I'm watching.
All right. First email comes from Jenny in Fountain Hills, and she says, my husband and I are expecting our first child in 3 months, and my belly has gotten huge. Whenever I go, people are always asking me what I'm due and if I'm having a boy or girl. The weirdest thing, though, is that strangers are always touching my body without even asking me. People do feel like they just touch a pregnant woman anytime they want. One guy grabbed my waist and said, oh, you're really filling out. Other people will just touch my stomach because they want to feel the baby. They'll put their hand on you like that.
Yeah.
Saying, ooh, is there going to kick? Is it going to kick? I'm going to kick you. Other pregnant women deal with touching uncontrollably. Why do strangers want to feel the bellies of pregnant women? All right. Most people just want to see. It's like the miracle of birth. They want to feel the kick. If Morris is touching your stomach, it's for completely different reasons, and you should call the police.
I would agree with that.
I was just thinking, I'm going to get one of those fake pregnant suits so people will come up and touch me once in a while.
It'd be the safest way to touch you because they'd be touching a giant prosthetic out in front of you. And which, by the way, okay, leave it. Leave it. Walking away from it. So I always, you know, I've had a few children.
A few. Oh.
And I've always thought it would be fun on the big pregnant belly when you get to about 9 months to paint, body paint it white. And then make it look like a Pan Am, like at the front of a plane.
Oh, my
goodness. Like a 747, because it does. It looks kind of like that.
It kind of does. Depending if it's a boy or a girl, you know, the way that it sits, high or low. I get that.
Right.
It's a little weird, but...
747 here. If it's a girl, then it could be like a 777. Whatever, you know.
Right.
But, I guess the question is, why do strangers want to feel? It doesn't matter. You should tell them to knock it the hell off. If somebody comes up to you and starts to touch you and you don't want them to touch you, you're perfectly in your right to say, please don't touch me. And I don't know why people feel like they can just do that. That always bothers me when people think they can just come up and just touch you without asking or touch your baby without asking. You know, it's personal space stuff. So why do they do it? Well, who cares why they do it? You just need to tell them to knock it the hell off.
I agree with that. It's like the close talker.
Oh, yeah, I don't like that.
I don't either.
And you keep backing up and they keep walking forward. How come close talkers never seem to take the point? I've actually done this. I've put my hand on their shoulder and, like, held them back and said, really? Of course, then they're like, why are you touching me?
Yeah, exactly. I was just going
to
say.
You don't have permission to touch me.
I hate the jackass in line at Circle K that wants to stand 2 inches behind you. Like, it's going to get you in the front of the line any faster.
Hot breath on the back of your neck.
Yeah. I hate that.
Right?
You just want to lean back and put your head on the shoulder and go, so what are you doing later? Hey, dude.
Freak him out.
Yeah. All right, here's another one. This is from Steve in Mesa. He says, when my wife and I got married 2 years ago, we had a strict policy that we were going to keep our bank accounts separate. All right. It's not that we just didn't trust each other. We're just very independent, and we want to keep our money that way. Because we don't talk about our personal finances that much, I have no clue how much my wife makes. She's able to split the mortgage payment with me, so I have a vague idea of her income, but I don't know the exact amount. Is it odd that my wife and I haven't told each other how much we make every year? Do other couples not share their salaries with each other?
That's odd.
That's a little weird.
Yeah, because, well, maybe you could Google it. What does she do professionally, you know?
You can only get an idea, though.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah.
So, but here, I guess if your arrangement has always been that way, why do you care as long as she makes her half the rent?
Good point.
But if it works, I mean, because the biggest thing married couples fight about is monetary situations. So if you're not having that problem and everything's worked up till now, just leave it the hell alone.
Yeah, is it weird? A little bit.
But unless you signed a prenup, either way, it'll be half yours if she makes more than you when you divorce her anyway.
Only you would think that way. Only you would think that way. And only you would assume she makes more than he would.
Well, I think that's what he's wondering, is if she makes more than he does.
He's calculating it, yeah.
I guess it doesn't matter, because if you've started that way, well, that's the way you are, unless you want to combine all your accounts and then everybody knows what everybody's doing. But don't you guys do tax returns together?
Yeah, you would have to, unless they have separate businesses.
If you guys are doing a tax return separately and taking a hit because of it, just because you guys don't want to know what the other person makes, there's bigger problems there than just how much, you know, somebody's keeping their salary from you.
I totally agree.
These questions aren't like questions I can say, dump him. You know, I can't do anything with this. I don't know, dude. Just, what do you care? All right, Kurt in Gilbert says, I love my girlfriend, but she's the most passive-aggressive person I've ever met in my life. She's the type of woman who will give me the silent treatment until I apologize for something that's made her angry. There's another thing she does that I don't understand. We'll get into an argument, and afterwards she'll post angry status updates on Facebook. It's obnoxious because we're already mad at each other. Then she has to get all 400 of her Facebook friends involved, too.
That is so hysterical.
Why does my girlfriend have to post an angry status update every time she's pissed at me? Is it a girl thing to be that passive-aggressive?
No, actually, and I shouldn't talk about this, but my, I don't know, significant, I don't really know what to call him.
You got a boyfriend in New York.
No, he's not in, well, he's in,
all right,
yeah.
Regardless. I don't give a damn.
He's passive aggressive. You know the whole vocal quiet thing?
Yeah.
He does that to me.
So he's quiet, and then all of a sudden you see something posted like,
No. No Facebook, just the other.
The point is, Kurt, is that women don't hold the patent on passive aggressive.
I would agree with that statement.
So it's not a girl thing to be passive aggressive?
No.
But I think it is annoying.
It's very annoying.
I've had this happen where, you know, you don't know what's going on until you see it on their Facebook. And you're like, what the hell? Why don't you just talk to me directly about it? Why do you got to? Because everybody knows we're together. Then they know you're talking about us. Now you know.
Well, she was probably trying to get, you know, allegiance behind her for her side, her case.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, you know.
I
still see why that's frustrating.
Kurt, dumper. Yeah. All right, next. I like to think of myself as a guy who's pretty trendy, says Devin. What does that say? Oh, Sun Lakes? Okay. I like to think of myself as a guy, if you're not trendy, if you live in Sun Lakes, Devin.
I want to retire at Devin's.
Yeah, you need, he's young, so you need to get the hell out of there. Anyways, I like to look good and wear whatever clothes are cool. Last month, I took a girl on a date to a concert, and I decided to wear my skinny jeans.
Huh?
I'm sorry, you said you took a girl to a concert.
Skinny jeans? Did he really say that?
He's wearing skinny jeans.
I don't think those are even in style anymore.
Devin, is this a question about something else? Like how to help you come out? I'm not. Anyway, she made a crack about me being a hipster, and she has no guy friends who would ever be caught dead in skinny jeans.
I think I agree with that.
I know. I think you got your answer. Sun Lakes.
I've asked her out a couple times since, and she's blown me off. Starting to think it was because of my skinny jeans. Do girls like wear? No, they don't. Girls do not like guys to wear skinny jeans.
I don't like loose jeans either, though. So there's got to be a happy medium.
What about mine? Mine are no good?
No, yours too are loose? No, yours are good. Yours are good.
Too loose? You got a boyfriend. Don't be looking at my jeans. okay, here's his question. Do girls like guys who wear skinny jeans? No.
No.
Or are skinny jeans something guys should never wear?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let's review. Let's see how much good I've done. I don't feel like these questions have been conducive. I wanted to be impressive with being Dr. Jeffrey, and it's not my fault that patients are lame.
It's okay.
Good thing you don't actually have a degree. It would feel almost useless hanging up on the wall.
I know. So I guess I'm the winner in the end of this, aren't I? All right, but here, I'll wrap this all up for you. I'm pregnant and strangers are always touching my body without asking me. Tell them to knock it the hell off and slap their hand if they come too close. You're within your rights. You're your own person. You don't have to put up with that crap. It's weird that I don't know how much my wife's salary is. Well, ask her. If she feels like you can't tell, you got bigger trust issues, then maybe you guys shouldn't be together. You know, if it worked before, shut up. If it works now, shut up. If it's a problem, well, you guys got to talk it out. Girlfriend and I get into arguments. She posts on the Facebook. Yeah, that's lame. You need to talk to her about that. Tell her to knock it off. And besides, you're not married, so just dump her. That's what I would do. Just dump her.
This is great advice. Positive.
Hey, sometimes it is positive to say it's time to let go.
I agree, Jeffrey.
So, what do you want me to just tell the little sunshine up their keister and tell them everything's going to be great?
Well, he is from Sun Lakes, one of them, so maybe that would be apropos. I don't know.
Speaking of Sun Lakes, is it ever okay for men to wear skinny jeans? No, Devin, and you might want to explore your sexuality. Or just burn those things. You should not wear them. Ever. Does anybody disagree with me on that?
No, I think that's
valid advice.
Right on.
Unless you're already skinny. like really skinny.
Or just call him something different.
Yeah,
I mean,
don't call him skinny jeans.
Yeah, that just sounds a little off, you know.
Yeah, so don't. All right, there you go. That was Ask Dr. Jeffrey.
All right.
People send in some better letters, please. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have some entertainment news, more of the Daily Blender after this.
You're listening to NBC 1260.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can, with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
Julie, your website looks so good, just like you. Oh, my wife needs a new website too. She wants to get a new job, you know. Who did your website?
iToolHost.com. It was easy. I got the $5.99 special. It included the domain name, a custom design, email, and hosting for a full year.
Only $599? Shoot, my haircuts cost more.
All I did was call 480-922-1745, and the friendly folks at iToolHost.com did everything for me. I talked to the designers and told them what I wanted, and they built a custom site just for me, and I love it.
iToolHost.com. Let's see. Holy moly!
See? Take a look at some of the $5.99 website examples.
Wow, even my wife will like these.
Call iToolHost.com. 480-922-1745 and ask for the $5.99 special.
Julie, what are you doing later?
Call in and be a part of the show.
Call now.
Call now.
Call now.
480-423-1260.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Let's take another question.
Hi, Flo. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts.
Great, but that's not really a question.
Oh, you're right. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts?
Still not quite right, but you get the idea. Progressive makes it easy to save.
Right.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
You've got internet?
Begin the download.
You've got us.
Popular radio entertainment for the masses.
You can find us at NBC1260.com.
I think we all know. I think we've all heard why these terrorists are so highly motivated. We've all heard this. It's because they're told that waiting for them in heaven are 72 virgins. And for those terrorists, that's a great thing to look forward to. For those virgins, heaven isn't quite what they expected, is it? I would hate to get that talk as a young child. You'd be a good little girl. You must always wear a burqa. You must always wear a veil. You may not go to school. You may not have a job. You may not learn to read. You may not vote. You may not drive a car. You may not sing, dance, play games, or listen to music. You must live a life of absolute humility and celibacy, and when you die, you will go to heaven, where you will be a sex slave for terrorists.
When I was a baby, Mama named me after the great hero,
Jeffrey O'Brien.
He's a nutbag. Right now, he's probably dancing around in his grandma's panties.
I think that's sexy.
Minutes after the hour here on NBC 1260 and 96.1 FM. We are live at the Best Buy Studios. This is the Daily Blender. And, okay, a lot of stuff happened over the weekend in the world of entertainment, Hollywood and whatnot. So here we go. It's Melissa with your entertainment news.
Well, after 25 straight days at number one, The Help has finally been ousted from the top spot at the box office. Contagion made $23.1 million this weekend.
Why?
I don't know, because, it looks horrible, honestly.
It did look horrible. The previews looked horrible. It was horribly reviewed, yet it's the number one movie.
Probably because of all the, celebrities.
You think so? All the famous people in there? I think everybody just wanted to see Gwyneth Paltrow die.
Maybe. She looked horrible. Yeah.
Did you see it?
No, but somebody told me that the first 10 minutes, she's dead.
Awesome.
What's the point?
Yeah. My wife saw it and she said it's terrible, and she can actually sit through a Tyler Perry movie. So if she says it's bad, wow, it's bad.
That is saying something.
Interesting fact, before Contagious release on Friday, The Help's 25-day run at number one was the longest streak since 1999's The Sixth Sense. I love that movie, The Sixth Sense.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
Yeah. The Help, 8.7 million, up to 137 million in its fifth week. New, I never heard of The Warrior, 5.6 million.
Yeah, Joseph was telling us about that last week, and I lost interest just in the conversation, so I can't imagine that movie was any good.
I don't know. And The Debt, 4.9 million, up to 22 million in its second week. Now, I want to see that. That sounds like, I really want to see that.
I forget, what was the Debt about?
The Debt?
Yeah, what was that about? Do you remember?
I do not remember.
Oh, then why do you want to see it?
Well, no. It's like an espionage.
A guy that works at a bill collection.
Who was in it?
No, the woman who played, the queen. What is her name?
Helen Mirren.
Thank you. She's in it, and that's about all I got for you. I don't know. Amy Smart and cable home improvement guy Carter Oosterhaus got married Saturday. A new documentary claims that George Harrison had hundreds of affairs and that he had at least a heavy flirtation with Madonna while he was producing Shanghai Surprise, her movie with then-husband Sean Penn.
I would not be surprised at that.
I agree. Sean Penn? Yeah. A home that Jack Nicholson owned but was renting out to someone else burned down Friday night.
Bummer.
Yeah. Jack Nicholson. Yeah. I always get Jack Nicholson and Jack Nicholas confused.
All right, Jack Nicholas is a golfer. Jack Nicholson is just a famous swordsman.
Oh, awesome. Thank you for that clarification.
And actor.
Awesome. Despite doing a reality show together for Oprah's network, Ryan O'Neal says he and his daughter Tatum are not on good terms. He says, quote, "We only reconciled on the show, not in real life. We don't speak. In fact, we're further apart now than we were when we started the show. So thanks, Oprah, for all your help."
What a train wreck of a family. Now he's biting the only hand that wants to feed him right now by giving him that horrible reality show.
I agree. Ellen DeGeneres is developing a sitcom with NBC that would star her wife, Portia de Rossi. Did I say that right?
I think it's DeRossi. DeRossi. I don't know. Doesn't matter.
It sounds good. All we know is that it's about dueling sisters, and Portia would play one of them. Interesting. Justin Bieber is thinking about starting a family, but not quite yet.
Justin Bieber?
Yeah. He says...
Has he hit puberty yet?
No.
You can't start a family until you hit
14,
puberty.
14, 15?
No, he's like 16 or 17, but he still hasn't started puberty. Some people blossom late, 25, 26. He's going to be one of those people.
I wonder if they're giving him some sort of hormone therapy to keep him from catching puberty, because then once he does, they're afraid that he'll get awkward looking and he won't have the same voice. Because I wonder if he's a eunuch.
I think he is, and he's already very awkward.
It's where they'll snip. They Bob Barker you. They snip.
Yeah. Hopefully they don't do that.
Your voice is always high pitched.
He's wanting to be a father by 25, 26. So, he wants to see himself married and looking as a family man. He wants to be a young dad. He's like, I'm not looking to get married now, but definitely want to be a young father. Maybe he could do it backwards.
I think he's just going to have to adopt, because there's no way that he's actually working with real ammunition. Those are blanks.
Yeah, I agree.
Will Selena Gomez be part of that family? It's probably too early to tell, but he says, quote, "She's amazing. She's my girlfriend right now." Justin, who's 17, was a product of a single teenage mom. He says, quote, "I didn't have a lot. I grew up in geared to income home housing. It was always rough for me. We went to the food drive all the time. I always thought if I ever get rich or famous, I will help people who are less fortunate than me." Well, that's nice, Justin.
Hey, Bieber, we get it. You came from humble beginnings, but you're really annoying right now.
Well, he said he didn't have anything growing up, but I noticed in the clip for that movie, it looks like he had a drum set, a keyboard, an electric guitar. I mean, he had thousands of dollars worth
probably
of musical
had more
equipment.
Than some people, huh?
Yeah.
And those people are going, so what?
Well, this year, he even helped with a food drive in his hometown, so he says, I'm just...
Bieber!
Right?
Bieber!
Elizabeth Kennelis. She's so pretty.
Just say it fast if you know how to pronounce it. That's
right?
What I do.
It's the latest celebrity to do one of those.
Right.
I'd rather go naked than wear fur ads for PETA.
If you're wondering who she's talking about, it's George Clooney's ex-girlfriend.
Wow. That didn't last long either. I really thought
for
they were
George,
gonna get
it was an eternity.
Gosh, she's dating some really young, hot guy now. Apparently, Well, go figure. And while she is naked and looks fantastic, all her naughty parts are covered. Meanwhile, George Clooney is still running around with former Razzlin babe Stacey Kibler. Isn't she the girl from Twilight?
I don't know.
No.
I thought she was the girl from Full House.
She might have been in Twilight. I don't know. She was a WWE diva.
Oh, are you serious? Yeah. She even met with him.
WWD don't care.
She's very hot. She was on the cover of Maxim a few times, too, and I think she did a Playboy spread. I don't know.
Really?
Huh. Well, all she has to do is one wrong move, and she's toast. Clooney is he's the man when it comes to being, like, swinging single.
Yes.
He's got that old school sort of slickness, kind of like back in the Rat Pack days, you know? And that's why they made Ocean's 11, because everybody's like, good Lord, that reminds us so much of those guys. He's a combination of Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin. That's what he is. He's a walking Rat Pack personified.
He's timeless classic, yes.
And I agree. And Pitt could have been in that club, but he ruined it. Now all he does is carry diaper bags all the time.
He didn't ruin it. Come on.
Oh, Angelina Jolie shows up with his nads in a bag on a regular basis, you know? They're in his little
I think that's a good place for them to be. I'm sure that he's not complaining about that. I mean, look at her. She's Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, you have to think, is there a balance? It's like, oh, she's massively beautiful, yes, but he has to carry diaper bags and he has to learn 12 different languages just so he can tell his kids it's time to eat.
I don't know. I don't know, Jeffrey. I think I would like to be Brad Pitt, but I'm not.
You'd like
saying.
To be Brad Pitt?
Love Angelina Jolie.
All right.
The whim not
the... Hold on. Stop the music. Stop the music. All right, Morris, let's close our eyes. Let's take a moment with that. Okay, we're done. All right, go ahead and bring the music back up. Let's go ahead and continue.
All right, well, speaking of Playboy earlier, Kim Kardashian is not trying to buy back her own sex tape. Whoever's trying to buy back the Kim Kardashian sex tape, it's not Kim.
It's probably Bruce Jenner.
Right? Yeah. Or her wonderful mother.
Or Joe, Jessica Simpson's dad.
I actually saw her in New York this past weekend.
Oh, yeah?
I was there for the first 10 minutes, and she was walking down the steps at... And I'm going to screw up the name of this hotel because I'm pretty much on a roll today, screwing up the names of things. It starts with a G, Gavinsport, something very fancy. But yeah, she looks great. I just don't know how somebody with that much fake eyelashes and makeup can like go around during the day.
Kim Kardashian or Jessica Simpson?
Oh, Kim Kardashian. I like Jessica Simpson.
Oh, okay.
Jessica Simpson's got $1 billion. I like her too.
A representative for the anonymous buyer of the tape insisted to TMZ that it's not Kim or, quote, anyone even remotely associated with her. A source close to Kim backs that up and adds that Kim is, quote, very curious who's trying to buy it. Probably an ex-boyfriend. Although, can't you just go online?
Yeah, that's the thing. Most everybody has seen it. It's old news. It's nothing anybody cares about. So, you know.
Yeah. Jennifer Lopez and Hangover stud Bradley Cooper, love him, might be copulating. They were spotted having dinner Saturday night at a place called Per Se in New York City. Whether or not it was a date is currently in dispute. A source tells TMZ it was indeed a romantic encounter, but another source tells People magazine that it was a business meeting and they were, quote, in discussions regarding a project. I mean, I think that's a weird couple. I'm not going to lie. But
just because they're copulating doesn't mean they're a couple.
Isn't that what that means?
I don't think. Why is that so weird?
That's a I don't know.
Brad Cooper and Jennifer Lopez, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that any weirder than her and Ben Affleck?
No, not really. Good point. I guess in Hollywood, it doesn't really matter.
Who do you see her with? Who should Jennifer Lopez be with?
Well, she's had, what, like 6 husbands? So maybe nobody should know. I don't know.
See, nobody should be with her.
Yeah, maybe. I think she's an icon all on her own. She should just stand in her own wonder.
Or is this more you think Bradley Cooper should be with you?
Oh, he's hot.
I think we've gotten to the point there, yeah.
Limitless.
I'll take J-Lo. You can have Bradley. How's that?
Okay, cool. Beyonce is craving Oreos, gherkins, bananas with ketchup. It's time to play What's Pregnant Beyonce Craving?
What the hell is a gherkin?
I have no idea. According to Britain's not always reliable Sun tabloid, she's been whooping down Oreos, gherkins, maybe that's what they call Oreos in I don't know. Ice cream with hot chili sauce. You know, that's really gross. And she loves, quote, dipping bananas in ketchup. Seriously? Ew.
Never tried that.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't think I wanna.
For breakfast, she's eating croissants with melted dime bars inside. A dime bar is a British chocolate bar with caramel inside. Gosh, really, these pregnant cravings, I've never experienced that, but they must be pretty, like, powerful. This is sounding disgusting, right? And she's washing it all down with ginger ale, gallons of ginger ale.
She's going to be huge.
Is she?
I hope not.
She will explode.
I think you're right, but I hope not.
You hope not?
I hope not.
He has a thing for Beyonce.
Oh, yeah. She's beautiful.
I think she is.
Yeah.
Was.
The Ali Lohan plastic surgery debate is still going on for some reason. Now Ali's rep is chiming in to say that she's had nothing done.
And the more pictures we see of her before and now say, yes, it has. Have you seen the pictures? It's ridiculous. Normal looking teenager on this point. And the other side, a while, shouldn't like, you don't grow cheek implants.
Oh, wow.
She's a huge cheeks and her face is looking like this and she's clearly got Botox like this. She looks completely different. You don't look completely different in just a year or two.
Well, her success as a model lies with her natural looks. I don't know. She has no interest in changing is what she says. So something's going on there. She says that during the past 2 years, she has gone through a normal teenage growth spurt. I used to hear that too. If you've seen people that change and they're like, well, I just grew, you know, I just grew into my face, my features.
You only get one chance to have the plastic surgery and get away with that excuse. And that's right when you first are like 18.
He added that Ali's growth spurt has, quote, slightly changed the composure of her face, all of which is typical of what happens to kids in their mid to late teens. It's what most people refer to as the awkward stage. Ali is growing up, that's all. And meanwhile, Ali's mom, Dina, says the plastic surgery rumors are, quote, absolutely not true.
So it's an awkward stage, like Joan Rivers has had an awkward stage for the last 40 years. Whatever.
I'm not buying it either. Yeah. My body hasn't changed since I was a 7-year-old boy.
Seriously?
Oh, he does. He has many attributes of a 7-year-old boy.
Very nice.
Well, tonight, late night talk shows. Letterman's got Paul Rudd. Oh, it's a repeat. Conan O'Brien's got Howie Mandel, and the music is Alexander. Tonight's show's got Christina Applegate, and Glenn Campbell is doing music. Wonder if he'll forget the words. Okay, that was just wrong. Inappropriate. Kimmel's got Nathan Fillion from Castle, and musical guest is it S-I-A? Is that Sia or Saya? Sia?
I've never heard of that.
Yeah,
well, if you care, I spelled it for you, so there you go. Craig Ferguson's got Lauren Graham and Chris Young. Fallon's got Sarah Michelle Gellar, let's see here, and The Zombies. So those are your late night talk shows. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got your dumbass of the day and more of the Daily Blender after this.
NBC 1260.
If you or someone you love is over 62, house rich, and cash poor, then listen to this message. The Center for Sound Consumer Advice would like to send you a free consumer protection guide on a government program called Home Equity Conversion Mortgages, or Reverse Mortgages. The guide is easy to understand and informs you about the advantages and disadvantages of reverse mortgages. Did you know existing mortgages can be paid off? Did you know credit history, income, assets, or your health are not considered in being approved for a reverse mortgage? You can use the cash to repair your home, help your grandchildren, buy a car, take a cruise. If you're over 62 or know someone who is, please write down this number, 800-819-6543. That's 800-819-6543. No charge, no risk, absolutely free information so you can use your home to give you cash flow. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice today at 800-819-6543. 800-819-6543.
Know why most shoe stores never bother to measure your feet? Too much work. Know why they don't offer different widths? Too much work. Know why they don't ask about your work? Too much work. Think you can say installing that last bridge span or torquing the bolts on a jet engine is too much work? Didn't think so. At a Red Wing shoe store, we know your feet and your work, because Red Wing boots are purpose-built for the exact work you do. Red Wing shoes. Work is our work.
Speak your mind.
Oh, cool.
Give us a call.
Pick up the phone. Pick it up.
480-423-1260.
Hey, check this out. One Piece at a Time Classic Car Talk is now on NBC 1260. Hi, it's me, Dennis, with hot rods, cool music, local events, racing, and car shows, plus interviews with expert mechanics, local car enthusiasts, and the latest hot rod products. Let's talk every Saturday afternoon at 3 on NBC 1260, or you can get in touch with us on the web at opdcct.com. And God bless all you hot rodders.
I'd get it one piece at a time.
You got Doc and Lou.
It's not funny.
Are you kidding me?
Weekdays 1 to 4 p.m. only on NBC 1260
and 96.1 FM.
But I love to travel. I love it, whether it's a car or it's a plane. I like to get out there. I like to keep it moving. I love airports. Feel safe in airports, thanks to the high-caliber individuals we have working at X-Ray Security.
How about this crack squad of savvy, motivated personnel? The way you want to set up your airport security is you want the short, heavyset woman at the front with the skin-tight uniform. That's your first line of defense. You want those pants so tight, the flap in front of the zipper has pulled itself open. You can see the metal tangs hanging on for dear life. Then you put the bag on the conveyor belt, goes to the little luggage car wash. Then you have that other genius down at the other end looking in the little X-ray TV screen. This Einstein has chosen to stand in front of X-rays 14 hours a day as his profession. Looking in that thing. I have looked in that TV screen. I cannot make out one object. He's standing there. What is that, a hair dryer with a scope on it? That looks okay. Keep it moving. Some sort of bowling ball candle. Yeah, I got no problem with that. Just, you know, we don't want to hold up the line.
Jeffrey O'Brien.
This guy is so hot, he can take a crap, wrap it in tinfoil, put a couple of fish hooks on it, and sell it to Queen Elizabeth as earrings.
You're listening to The Daily Blender.
Yeah, what? What are you doing? Why? Put your headphones on. What's the matter?
Do you want me to go on that side? I thought you wanted me to move
over. No, I said have you. Okay. I said not yet.
Oh, my God.
Why aren't you listening to me?
I don't listen. I am a small child.
Oh.
She's not listening to you. She's doing a good job filling in for Pam.
Yeah.
Pam never listens to you either. Listens to me.
Nobody does what I say. Nobody around here listens to me.
I'm sorry about that.
This is the Daily Blender, and we got about 8 minutes left. So how about we do this? Pop quiz time. That's right. Time for a pop quiz. All right. We're going to see, Melissa, if how much gray matter you have bouncing around up there in that brain of yours. And, well, we know about Morris. But basically, I'm going to ask you guys these questions, and we'll see who gets the higher score. Okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Pop quiz.
Pop quiz, hot sh**.
All right, here we go. The Houston Oilers were originally called the Steers, but the owner... Can you let me finish the question?
I thought you did.
The owner changed the name because he thought people would make fun of the team named after a castrated bull. So it's true or false?
True.
False. It's actually false. The Dallas Cowboys were originally called the Steers.
Oh, very cool.
Did you know that?
I did not.
No,
I didn't either. Their owner changed the name for that reason. Oh. All right. Cardinals got their name when the owner called the team's jerseys Cardinal Red, so no one would know that he bought the, bought them used from a college.
That's false.
I'm going to say true.
It is true. They were the Chicago Cardinals back then, and the owner bought the University of Chicago's old equipment. Sounds about right for the Cardinals, doesn't it? All right, so wait. So, Morris, you have 2 points.
Yes.
And Melissa has none.
This is correct.
Okay, I just want to make sure I got this straight. All right, the owner of the Cleveland Browns wanted to name them the Panthers, but a local businessman owned the rights to the name.
That's true.
False.
It is actually true. So
woohoo!
Paul Brown, who owned them, says, all right, fine, I'll name them after me. The
I'm from Ohio. Hello. Yeah. I should know that, right?
I'm from Ohio, too.
So you are?
And he's supposed to be a football guy.
Oh, a football guy.
You're not into football so much.
Not so much.
Yeah. The man who won the Name the Team contest for the Pittsburgh Steelers was given season tickets, which he has renewed every year since.
False.
True.
Actually false. He renewed them for 63
Back
years
on the game.
Before dying in 2003.
Oh.
That was a trick question.
Yeah.
So now it's a tie.
Thank God.
All right. Philadelphia Eagles got their name because the owner insisted on having a team name that began with a vowel.
True.
True.
False. Eagle was the symbol of FDR's New Deal, which is why the owners picked it. All right. Do you want to stay with football, or should we move on to current events?
Football.
Current events.
I'm going to go with her.
Yes.
All right. Let's see. Now, I'm going to start the question. You guys have to finish it, okay?
Oh, boy.
Justin Bieber says by age 25 he wants to start
having a family.
Puberty.
Puberty. You are correct,
oh,
Morris.
Oh, man.
Point for Morris. Usually Pam keeps score, so this is hard for me. Next time we do this, you have to keep score.
Okay, no problem.
Insiders say any day now, Paul McCartney will what?
Die.
Record a new album.
No, I'm sorry. We're looking for be indistinguishable from your grandmother. He does.
He's getting
He's not aged well.
No.
Rosie O'Donnell says she's much nicer now thanks to...
Prozac?
Chocolate.
Actually, we're looking for the KFC Double Down, but I'll give you some credit for that one, Morris. It's probably correct. All right, Khloe Kardashian screamed at her mom in New York after her mom told her to
stand up straight.
Look more like a woman.
Actually, we're looking for stop swatting at planes and climb down from the Empire State Building.
I'm Khloe Kardashian.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
Angelina Jolie appeared at the Toronto event Friday with a purse.
And her kids in it?
What was with the purse?
It was filled with diaper wipes and pacifiers.
I would go with that answer.
Sorry, we're looking for filled with Brad's Nads.
Oh, that's right.
And finally, person of interest is...
Anyone?
Anybody on an airplane that looks like they might have a bomb.
Suspicious.
I'll give you partial credit, Morris, but we're actually looking for a person of interest is what Tony Danza isn't to Hollywood casting agents.
Aw, Tony.
So there you go. All right, looks like
who's the boss?
Morris is the boss because he just actually, for the first time in a long time, has done better on the pop quiz.
I beat so Pam once last week.
Huh?
I beat Pam once last week.
What you guys do on your ride in is none of my business. All right. Time now to find out who is not bright. Find out who is your dumbass of the day. All right, dumbass criminal for the day comes from Mount Prospect, Illinois, where dumbass Heckam Garcia broke into Mr. Beef and Pizza restaurant. So he breaks in there, gets the cash register, takes that thing apart, gets all the cash out of it. And so after he went through the register, there's some tasty treats in here. He's like, you know what? I like to come to this restaurant for the food sometimes. But nothing's made. So he grabbed himself some chicken tenders and a handful of fries, went back to the kitchen to prepare them and cook them. Bad idea, because the video surveillance cameras then, in the bright light of the kitchen, were able to record everything, and he was easily identified, and now he's under arrest. So there you go. There is your today's dumbass of the day.
That's seriously?
What I like is, Melissa, you got your mouth open like, you can't believe. It's disbelief.
I can't believe it.
This is nothing to compare to some of the dumbasses we've had on this show.
Yeah, this one actually makes sense. If I ever robbed a Long John Silver's, I would have to stop and make some fish. I really
That's just dumb. That is just dumb. You can
it
take
is takeout. Yeah,
I guess
fast food.
You just stole enough money to go drive through another one.
Yeah, this is true. I like true. That.
It probably would make a whole lot more sense if you did it that way. No, the dumbasses we end up with on this show, it's astounding how dumb they are.
Wow. It gives us good material, I guess.
Yes. Well, that's the thing. If they ever stop doing that, then I'm going to be a little bit sad. But
I don't think you'll ever run out of that.
So do you like the caffeine, Melissa?
I enjoy it tremendously, yes.
Yes?
Yes.
All right. So what is your favorite beverage of caffeine choice?
A chai latte.
Oh, what is chai?
It is a ginger type of a spice. Uh-huh. I prefer the Starbucks, actually, chai over all the other ones. And I'm not trying to, you know, give kudos to Starbucks, but it's good.
Is that healthy?
It's so healthy. No, it's not healthy.
I don't know what chai sounds like. The way you just described
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can spin anything, but no. I like to pretend it's healthy because I drink it a lot.
Yeah. And you like to pretend it's cheap because you go to Starbucks.
Yeah, I pretend. I just, you know, walk in with my eyes closed and say, can I have my favorite drink? And they give it to me.
How much caffeine do you need in a given day?
Just one.
Just one to get you started?
I'm pretty on, you know, I'm pretty wound up already. So caffeine just takes me over the edge.
What are you wound up over?
Life.
Oh, my God.
She's
going to start singing Up With People now.
They should have a chai tea. Then you could do Tai Chi while drinking
tai
a
chi,
chai
tea. Tai Chi, chai chi.
That sounds good.
Sounds like the alliteration drink, but yeah.
Yeah, chai tea.
Tai chi, chai chi.
Chai tea, tai chi.
In my t-shirt.
I can never do those accent things that people do.
Huh?
I can never do the accents or like the little, you know, what you just did. I'm so horrible at that.
Well, you want to learn?
What about an American accent? Can you do like a Southern American accent?
I can teach you.
I can try.
All right, here we go. Ready? You want to talk like this if you want to sound like you from the South. Now try that.
Oh, my God. I want to talk. I can't do it.
Here, say like this. Okay.
I'm like a good Brooklyn.
I know. I was just going to say I'm like Jersey.
We're running out of time. It's like, okay. Where's the tractor?
Where's the tractor?
There you go. Yeah, see, better. I can teach her. Yeah. You can be taught.
I can be.
How about this? Hey, what's up with that?
Hey, what's up with that?
All right, we'll work on it. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. More of the Daily Blender on the way.
NBC 1260 is KBSZ, Apache Junction.
Also operates on translator K241BQ at 96.1 FM.